All right, y'all, welcome back to Shed Talk. And, you know, I'm excited about this interview that I have here. I'm really big into health, and, you know, we are lucky to have a gym come on here that specializes in studies on natural ways to heal the body and the mind. She is a health coach, and also she's a full-time registered nurse. Welcome in, Kyra. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. You know, I had a couple moments to take a look at some of the information that you had on your link tree. And there's a lot of different products on there about natural ways to cleanse the body, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are some of the simple ways that people can do this within 30 days?
I have been a registered nurse for about 15 years, and I started in holistic health, and then I ended up going to nursing school. And in my time, I worked primarily in the emergency room. I always like had this question of like, how do we help people get healthy? And so I started going back into the holistic side of things. And one of the main things that kept coming up is toxins. And we have so many toxins in our body, and it doesn't matter if you've been doing any sort of detox or any type of, you know, fasting or whatever, because there's a lot of various ways and there's so much information out on the internet. Most people have heard of a detox or a cleanse. Mm-hmm. I did take a certification, so I am a certified integrative health practitioner. And one of the main principles within that is detoxing, because we are, like I said, we're just exposed to toxins day in and day out, and our livers get overrun. And most people have some sort of symptom, whether it's fatigue, whether it's inability to lose weight, whether it is, you know, ADHD symptoms, focus, they can't sleep or they're overly tired, they're high blood pressure. There's so many things that toxins are actually the cause of. And so by helping detox the body properly, right, you can start to help. I don't diagnose, I don't treat, I don't heal or cure anything. But I simply really help people focus on getting their body back to be able to do what it's intended to do, which your liver's main job is to detox. So
right,
there's different supplements out there. I have a couple that I personally use because I have tried certain ones. And there's also some really crappy ones. Unfortunately, people want to make a quick buck. And so, you know, they're going to throw anything out there for people. But the protocols that I have researched and that I use for my clients, I typically like to work with people through a detox. And I have two different ones that I will use for my clients, because one is for more beginners and it's for advanced people, but because you can kind of modify it. I do have another one that incorporates quite a bit of fasting. And that's one I don't have listed because I won't just like let people do that one. I have had clients who have really struggled with it and they need that one-on-one support. So
yeah,
I modify what I do with my
clients.
Yeah,
I like that because you're sort of like, it's not like, here you go, good luck. Mm-hmm. You're very hands-on with all your clients to modify and go to things to where it fits in their daily lives, as you said before. And this is for people that want to take care of their health. And I like the fact that you're actually are focusing on natural ways for people to detox their body instead of going for something like a quick fix. Have you had a lot of, I guess you would say, results in some of your most recent clients?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I have been able to help some of my clients, if not get off of certain medications, we've been able to reduce them. Some people, depending on their level of toxicity, and obviously some other, you know, whatever comorbidities they may have, it does take a little bit longer of time and maybe multiple rounds of doing a detox. But I have gotten patients or clients off of their medications. We've helped with a lot of weight loss and just energy production. I had a mom at one point about a year ago who was just struggling with weight loss. She couldn't focus. She has 4 kids. She's a teacher and she was running herself ragged. And we started incorporating detoxing and then some other simple methods. And she just messaged me about a month ago, and I haven't been working with her for about 6 months. And she was like, I just wanted to share this win with you. Like, I've been losing weight still, and I'm still doing everything you taught me. And
nice.
It's just really nice to like hear things like that.
Yeah, that and, definitely was very rewarding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have another client who, you know, he has struggled with weight for a long time and kind of gone up and down, and just based on life is stressful. And he's had providers wanting to put him on, you know, the injectable weight loss medications. And he has been really trying hard not to do any of that. And at one point when we've been working together, he went back into his GI doctor. His liver enzymes and stuff had been up. He had non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And she was like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, because his numbers had improved so much.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's really cool to have people improve that way by doing things that we're not taught when we go into the doctor.
Right. Very, it's very rewarding. You know, I see that, you know, one thing that's been currently on the news that they were talking about, like West Virginia is the first state to get away from those, the red dyes and stuff like that. You know, and think about that. We grew up on these different dyes and stuff like that. So, yeah. You know, let me ask you this question. We didn't touch base on that when I first said something on here. What made you get into this? Like, when did you start getting into this and diving deep into it?
So I started in holistic medicine. I've been into physical fitness and all of that since I was a kid. But it was really within the last 5 years or so that I've circled back around, because I started seeing things that I didn't like. And when I was in nursing school, I remember specifically like going through one of my patients' medication lists, and I'm like writing all out the side effects. And I'm like, if they didn't take this medication, then they wouldn't need to be on this one, because they're taking it because of the side effects for that first one and so on. And they'd be on like 15 to 30 meds. And I remember asking one of my instructors, I was like, why don't they just fix the actual problem? And she's like, that's just how it is. And that has never sat well with me for 15 years. And so I started seeing things in the hospital, especially when I got into emergency medicine, and I did that for so long. And I was just like, there's a better way. Like, what is, and, you know, as you, anyone who goes to the doctor or the ER knows, you're going to sit and wait forever. They're overrun. They're overworked. There's not enough staff, and people complain. And so my thought has always been, well, why aren't we helping people before they get sick? Why aren't we helping people do things to keep them out of the hospital, to keep them from needing to go in all the time because they're so sick? Obviously, I fully believe that there's a time and a place for Western medicine. This is never going to be me knocking it and saying that they can't do anything. I have seen plenty of emergencies in my life. And so I do believe there is a time and a place. And that's why I love my integrative certification, is because we do believe in a time and a place. But when it comes to chronic disease and weight loss management, we have to find the root of the issue. And Western medicine, unfortunately, is just not good at that.
It's not there right now. So as far as in your clientele that you actually deal with, the individuals, are they different age ranges that you can get?
Yeah. I mean, primarily just because, you know, I'm 38, I tend to attract, you know, and call out women of around my age, somewhere in their 30s, 40s, even 50s. My mom and her friends will come occasionally. And so I do have kind of a vast age group, but I would say probably between 30 and 50. And I do work with men, but I primarily work with women.
So let me ask you this question. Do you find it that you will find majority of a lot of women will stick to the blueprint that you lay out over men?
You know, I've had some men be more committed to women.
It really
tends to be where their level of commitment is, what they're willing to put in. And I really try and find that out before I will sign someone to work with me. I won't just work with somebody because they're like, hey, I want your help. Like, I want to know why. I want to know what your goals are, because they're, you know, I do have varying price packages with my one-on-one coaching, but if you're not going to take it serious, then you're not ready. I really want you to get the most out of it. I know there are some coaches out there that'll just take whoever, and that's just not how I run my business. I really, truly want the best for my clients. And my ultimate goal is not to keep a client forever. I want to provide the tools to help them put it in their own tool belt to be able to move on and not have to have me forever. I want them to feel empowered and confident in themselves to be able to live a life full of joy and energy and happiness that they should be able to with that quality. I'm really big into quality of life. And so that's a big component of mine is mindset has to be there. And obviously some people struggle with that. And that's where my life coaching comes in.
Right.
Sometimes we don't jump right into the health stuff. Sometimes we have to backtrack and we have to get the mindset right. Because if it's not right and you don't have a solid why as to why you want to change your life and get healthy, then it's not going to work. And that's why a lot of people fail.
So I did, tell me how true this is. All depending on what you eat and you consume has something to do with your mental state as well. Is that true that like if you're eating unhealthy, you're not really thinking healthy versus when you start eating right, you start thinking more positive? Is that true?
I don't know if it's thinking more positive, but you're definitely going to feel better, which I think when you start feeling better, you have more positive thoughts and a more positive outlook on life. But our food definitely, they say your gut is your second brain. And a lot of depression and anxiety and things like that have been linked to poor diet and and, you know, lack of physical activity and those types of things.
Yeah. So as far as when it gets down to the gut bio and getting that back in balance, what are some things that people can expect going through a detox? Like, you know, there's a millions of people that probably never did a detox in their life. Like, what are some of the signs of like things are starting to work? Like, have you had any people say like, what's this going on? What's this rash or something?
Yeah. So part of the detox, I mean, some people will have some adverse effects to it just as you're detoxing from, you know, all of those toxins. Toxins are exposed to our stool, our urine, and our skin. So sweat. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will, if their drainage pathways are not properly open, meaning they don't sweat. I've had people come to me and they're like, I can sit in a sauna for 20 minutes and not sweat. That's one of the first things that you need to work on is we got to start getting your drainage pathways open because you should be sweating. Some people tell me they don't have a bowel movement every day. That's a problem. We should be having 1 to 3 every day.
Wait, is that every human being should have one at least? Wow.
Yep. And I've had people come to me and they're like, oh, I go maybe once a week. And I'm just like, okay, we have to work on that.
Is that linked with dehydration, correct?
It can be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Cause I was like, you know, I was looking at it and I was thinking like, you know, a good bowel movement is also cleaning out the tract and you want to stay hydrated. Do you get a lot of individuals that you find are dehydrated?
Yeah. A lot of people aren't drinking enough and a lot of people, quite frankly, aren't eating enough. So most women are not eating enough. So, but yeah, it's definitely, it comes down to they're not hydrating. And a lot of times we become constipated because of the buildup of toxins. That is one thing. And we have to slowly start opening up our drainage pathways before a detox is going to be really effective. Because if you start detoxing before your drainage pathways are open, you're going to feel like garbage because your body has no way to get rid of those toxins.
Okay, so we pretty much got to open up the doors and get things flowing out the correct way. Wow, that's a lot right there. I mean, you know, that's something that I look at it like, you know, if you're seriously want to take advantage of getting your body cleansed right, the right way, if you want to stay hydrated and you want to get the systems flowing like how they used to back whenever you were younger, that's good. Now, as far as in your services go, do you help them out? Like, say they go to like the store and you tell them like certain things that they would probably want to implement, like natural foods?
Yeah, I definitely work with people if they want that help. You know, okay. I have meal guides and I have recommendations. And also, go ahead.
So you said you have like meal guides that they can actually follow those and you'll email them over to them and get them to them? That's awesome. Yep. That's awesome. That's pretty cool. Now, another thing as well, I had to ask you, I think that you said before that there was, is there a test that you can do to see exactly what vitamin that you're lacking and what you're eating? What is that?
Yeah, so I do have a DNA test that I do for my more intense, like one-on-one clients. It is a little bit more geared towards weight loss, and it will tell us if they have an MTHFR mutation. And that's a genetic mutation that a lot of the population does have, which just means you're not breaking down and you're not able to detox as efficiently as somebody who doesn't have it. And that comes within that same report. The report also tells you from a genetic standpoint, are you more deficient in things like your B vitamins, or so would you need to incorporate more of those into your diet? It'll tell me if you're more at risk for rebound weight gain or how you more efficiently lose weight. So that's, I utilize that test more for my personal training clients than I do anything else. It's not a required test by any means, but there are some of my clients who really want to do it.
Right. So that's another option as well. Do you help individuals if they're interested in starting to get do some exercise? Do you give them different tips and things to do that they can try to do at the house?
Yeah, I do home and gym workouts. So all of my programs are met with whatever the need of the client is. And like I have various levels of packages. So if somebody is new and just like wants to step their foot in, that's really where I have a program called Reset 360. And there are some components to that. And that's kind of like my starter, like, hey, let's get you rolling. And then, you know, do you want to work out at home? Do you want to work out at the gym? So we have that conversation with usually when we're talking initially. And then once we commit to a program, then I put it in. I have an app that I use and my clients all communicate with me through the app. And that's where their workouts are and all of those types of things.
That's awesome. So, you know, as far as the information that I know a little bit from reading, can you touch base on inflammation and why too much inflammation is not good and why you need inflammation in the body?
So inflammation, as far as joints go, sometimes is just protective. If you've rolled your ankle or something, you know, it's going to swell up because it's going to try and kind of cushion that area. But inflammation in general within our bodies causes a lot of issues. It causes, you know, cognitive decline. It causes high blood pressure. It causes stomach issues, weight issues. And that's a big thing. Like for me, when I first did my 21-day functional medicine detox, I had been working out and doing all the things and that I thought I was doing right. I was doing an intense workout and eating right. And I felt like I was so fluffy and I was so fatigued and so frustrated. I had no energy. Right. And then I finally got into integrative health. And that's when I did my first detox. And I lost almost 10 pounds of just inflammation because I didn't have 10 pounds of fat on me. I'm not a big person. Right. And so it was impressive. It was in like the first week, a little over a week, maybe 10 days that I lost that much weight. And I was just like, holy cow. And I felt so much better. Caring and stress causes inflammation too. And so it just really holds us back from living our optimal life.
That's an everyday life thing, dealing with stress. You know, that's something that, you know, we try to focus on to lower our stress levels as much as possible. As far as in when it gets down to, I guess you would say reset, is there like a couple key things that you tell that your clients that they need to stick to as far as in with this reset?
Yeah. So in my Reset 360 program, there are some components to it as far as, like you said, hydration, sleep is huge. Most people underestimate sleep.
How much? Everybody would love to have hours and hours of sleep, but what would you say is a good amount of sleep for the body?
7 to 9 hours.
7 to 9 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and it depends on the individual. And most people don't get that much. And that's why, like in our society, we are chronically fatigued and exhausted. And we have such a high cancer rate, quite frankly, because there are some studies out there that will say, you know, if you're only getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep, the amount your risk in cancer goes up tremendously because you are not replenishing your cells in your body. And so if you think about it, the cancer rate right now is about 1 in every 3 people. And by 2030, it's going to be 1 in every 2. And our society is so driven on hustle and don't sleep, just keep on going that we're creating this amongst everything else that's coming at us. But sleep is huge.
Yeah, that sounds like that's a big thing there. As far as in when it gets down to certain diets, is there a certain kind of diet, or is it just going clean eating that you would say that the individual you work with, you push towards?
Yeah, normally for the general healthy person, now everyone's individual, so this is kind of generic, but I do always say, like, prioritize protein, prioritize healthy fat and healthy carbs, staying away from packaged foods. That's really always our goal. And the main goal of all of my programs is never to be perfect. None of us are going to be perfect. We're going to want to go out with our friends and eat out at a restaurant or have a treat now and then or whatever. So I always say, you know, just make, you know, 80-20 as best as you can, eat as clean as you can. And the rest, you know, if you're doing the other things, if you're staying hydrated, if you're sleeping, if you're moving every day, like, you're going to see results. And especially also if we're supplementing properly. A lot of times there's deficiencies for people that end up causing the other, like, stress on the body and, you know, the inability to lose weight, especially if hormones are off balance.
Now, what about as far as, and I had somebody wanted me to ask you about, they had back pains and they didn't want to go to get a shot or something. They were looking to do a natural way to maybe bring down that inflammation. Is there something like that you can offer to somebody to maybe help them out with that?
When it comes to joints and stuff like that, I always say rest and go see a physical therapist or a chiropractor or a massage therapist. Those are going to be like your best bets for anything joint related, because I can't say that there is not, you know, something got a place. Serious.
Physical.
I'm actually
going
dealing
on
with that right now, and I'm like, oh. So, but stretching is so important. So if there's anything after I had my knee injury about a year and a half ago, stretching is so important. Dynamic movements, and I do prescribe those in my workouts. Like, you'll have warm ups and cool downs with all of the workouts because it is essential in your physical fitness.
Do you think yoga is a pretty good way to start to get more limber?
Oh yeah.
Do Yoga's- you do that at all? Do you do any type of yoga, or you do something different?
I stretch, and I will go to yoga when I have time.
right. But, whenever you can actually fit it in.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. That's definitely cool. As far as in the different services that you provide on your Linktree, I seen that you had like a free sample step to reduce this on there. Is there something that you have going on, a sample or something?
It's a free health assessment, so anyone can go to that link and log in, and it's regarding supplementation. So the health assessment that I have is designed, it will check what medications people are on, what their medical history is, what their family history is. It takes about 10 minutes to complete, and what it will do is it will go through and it will tell you, based off of how you answer the questions, what supplements you should be taking, and then it kind of layers it out in levels. So there's like three tiers, and it's like, these are the core ones that you should be taking. And then you kind of go up from there. And I love that it's laid out that way, because then you can kind of fit it to your budget as well. I mean, sometimes supplements are, you know, people don't get them because they're too expensive. And so this really lays out like, hey, this is what you need to be on. And all of the supplements that I have are all natural. There's no synthetics in them. And I love the company that I use. I have been using them since 2018 now. Is when it started. So it's incredible. And so I do offer that for anyone who, if they just want to go to my Linktree and check out the free health assessment. There are other supplements and stuff on that page, but I always ask that, you know, they reach out to me so we can have the conversation about, they actually need versus what they think they need. Cause I never want anyone to spend money that they don't have.
Right. That makes sense. So as far as if somebody was interested in getting on this path right here, what kind of advice can you give somebody?
Just start. Stop waiting, because your life, you only get one. You only get one body, and just reach out. And I'm always happy to have conversations with anyone. I don't ever expect anything out of it. But if somebody's like, I'm really lost, I don't know where to start, I say reach out to somebody, whether it's me or somebody else that they follow. Just ask the questions. And find the person, find the coach that you're going to connect with and work with them. Because I've had bad coaches in the past, and that's why I will not work with people if I don't feel like it's going to be a good fit. And I'm not afraid to say like, hey, I don't think this is a good fit, but I know enough people in the business that I feel like, hey, I know who I can refer people to. Now, I also work a little bit different. I have certain supplements that I really rely heavily on for people, and like detoxing. And some people, that's not what they want. And some people, that is what they want. So it's just get started. Put yourself first. It's not selfish. And you have to take care of yourself because you can't pour from an empty cup.
Do you actually have like some programs that can help people out with bloating stomachs and stuff like that? You do?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's everything awesome. That I do works on gut health and it works on cellular health. So I really work at the foundational level with all of my clients, because if we're not working at the foundational level, then we're just putting a Band-Aid on it.
I've seen something on one of your platforms that you were seeing, something that you were using was for like nerve repair.
So it's not specifically called out for nerve repair, but I had a patient break my jaw back in 2008 and I had a second surgery in 2011 and lost feeling in the right side of my mouth and my tongue. Right. And I started this supplement. It's been about 3 or 4 months now. And I one day was like, I bit my tongue and I was like, what the heck?
Right.
I felt that.
right. Yeah. Hello.
I was like, what? And then I cried because it hurt, but I cried because I was so happy. And I started thinking, like, what has changed? Like, my tongue's, because it's always felt like my, like, when your foot falls asleep, that's what my tongue has felt like for the last 14 years. And the only thing that had changed was I started the supplement, and it's called NAD. And it's, you probably heard of it. It's all over social media. But
did you say, was that NAV?
D, like dog.
NAD. It's all good. NAD. Okay.
Yep. And so it helps repair your cells at the cellular level. So in the one that I'm using, there's what you'll see on social media primarily is the oral tab. Those are not really the best because it gets just stored in the gut. So the bioavailability goes way down if you're taking it that way. The other alternative is through IV or injection, and those are super expensive. And who wants to go get an IV all the time?
Right.
So the company that actually I do my supplements through created a Listerine strip type. If you remember the old Listerine strips.
Right. I remember those.
They dissolve right into your mouth. And it actually has, I won't get too sciencey on you, but it actually has two ingredients in it. One is the NMN, which helps get the NAD in your body moving. And the other one is pterostilabine, and they work together. And so the strips go right into your bloodstream. And so it's bioavailable immediately to your cells. And so it efficiently uses the NAD in your body. It's not wasting it. And at NAD, let me back up a little bit, is a supplement. It's a molecule in our body that declines as we age. Mm-hmm. And so it has everything to do with energy, with inflammation, with hormone function. It's a really important compound that we need. And it's just something that most people are deficient in. If you're aging, which we all are, the cool thing about it, I don't know how many men really are interested in this, but it helps with anti-aging too. So like, it helps with your skin. It helps keep your skin looking more youthful. And it helps with blood sugar issues and all of the things. It's one of the best supplements that I think everyone should have. But you have to get the right one.
Awesome. That's awesome. So people would like to be able to reach out to you, get the ball rolling. What are some ways that they can reach out to you?
Instagram is the best, or even on TikTok, but I would say my Instagram is going to be the most beneficial way to reach out to me, and that's at Kara Nicole Coaching. So I respond to those messages. TikTok, it gets a little bit blurred because there's many messages. Sometimes it comes through there. I do have Facebook as well. And I have the same picture on all of my social media, but yep. Yeah. That's the best way.
So I guess you would say somebody reach out to you. Can they expect to hear back from you within a week or so?
Oh, yeah. And if you don't, just message me or add me as a friend. So that way the request, because if you aren't friends, then it goes to the spam. But I usually check my spam about once a week.
That's awesome. Not a little more frequently. That is awesome. I will have all those links available for everybody to click on them. So you'll be able to reach out to her and get the ball rolling. Hey,
yeah.
This is great information. We can talk for hours because you know how I feel about health as well. I really do appreciate you taking the time to come on to my show and talk to me about this. This is real big.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Awesome. This is Shed Talk, and I will talk to y'all later. Thank y'all.